Well, my name is Phil Duvall, and I am the author of Bridges Out of Poverty. I wrote that with Dr. Ruby Payne and Terry Ducey Smith. And I also wrote a book called Getting Ahead in a Just Getting By World that is used by people who are in poverty, going through that book together in groups of 10 or 12 with a facilitator. And folks examine the impact that poverty has had on them and their lives. So in that way, they're exposed to exactly the same information that audiences like I had today will get from the Bridges work. So everyone then has the same language. The people who are in poverty trying to get out and the people in middle-class organizations that are trying to help them then have a common language. So that's what my talk was about today. I came into this and I'd read the seven core principles that you had, and I thought, how refreshing. I work with, and this isn't to be a criticism of all the agencies I go to see or anything, but what you have in these seven principles is pretty sophisticated and really progressive in terms of how to approach working with people, period. And I thought to myself, we have a chance here of making a good partnership, because something like in the audience that I had, I did the keynote, and then I had a couple of breakout sessions, and I asked people, what percent of your clients do you think are in poverty? And I think the numbers range from 85% to everybody, you know, is kind of what I was hearing from people. So we know something about class issues and about poverty, middle class, wealth, and how we interact with each other. And I think that what we have is, if you're going to be working with people who are in poverty, you should be good at it. And we are good on diversity issues, and you have some good trainers here, by the way, that I met. But people in poverty are another group of people that, surprisingly, we don't know how to work with very well. In fact, as a nation, we're no good at getting people out of poverty. You know, we tend to see the same people over and over and over again. And I think that that's partly because we don't have these partnerships. We don't have an intention to really get people out of poverty. I'm talking about at the community level. So when I saw what you have and what we have, I thought, somewhere in this audience, there are some people that will want to use our work on poverty and take it to a higher level, take our best ideas with their best ideas, and put together something that we can measure and evaluate and record, and on down the road have a whole new learning center for people who want to do really good work with folks that have disabilities and with people that are in poverty. And actually, I met some people today, and I think that might happen.